Hey, guys, all there?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Okay. So I have the computer to make sure you guys are active. Okay. And also, if you guys encounter any background noise, where, you know, something's going on in the background, just press *6, and that will mute your call. That way we can keep the integrity of the call and the recording proper. Okay?
Okay.
All right. First of all, I want to thank you guys for calling into the call. I tell everyone who calls in, it shows a lot for people to call into this call. You know, we deal with basketball a lot, but more importantly, we have to develop the lives of the young youth today. And just calling into a call like this is showing that you're not only interested in developing your bodies, but also your mind. And in my opinion, that's more important than anything you can do physically. So for you guys calling in, I applaud that right off the bat. Hopefully you guys have had a good few weeks. I've been away for the last few weeks from doing the call. I've had a lot of stuff going on, all good stuff. So just hope everybody's been doing the trainings, not just physically but mentally as well. There's a few things tonight that I want, and the important thing that I want you guys to understand is that I'm very, you know, you guys know, whoever's on the call that's been, you know, involved with what I do, is I'm very into developing the mind. I believe that the mind is more important than the physical aspect of sports and life in general. Because what it boils down to is, if you don't understand how to control your emotions and how to control your mind in any situation, regardless of sports or life in general, it will be your downfall. Okay? And that's just the way it is. It's not fair, but life is not fair. So we just have to understand that you have to control the way you use your mind. Now, I've actually heard of a book. I haven't read it yet, which I'm looking forward to reading it. But it's called, I believe it's called The Dash. Now, The Dash, the book, what I understand, is supposed to be about when you're born on a certain date, right? Like, say, for myself, it's November 14th, 1973. And, you know, when you pass away, that'll be a date. Now, between that time, when you write out, you know, on a headstone of a grave, you see 1973 to whatever the date is. So let's just say 2076, okay? In between those two dates is what they call the dash. Now, the dash is what represents your life, okay? And what you do with your life, like, you don't have any control over when you're born, and you don't have any control over what you do and how you die. I mean, obviously, the steps you take in your life, be it, you know, your lifestyle and what you do to take care of yourself, that, you know, prolongs your life, but everybody is going to die. That's just the way it is. But what you do between the date of your birth and the date of your death is your life. So you can either go forward with your life in the direction you want it to, or you can just succumb to what everybody else wants you to do and what the majority of the people are going to do. Now, the majority of the people in your life, be it your friends, your families, you know, teammates, whatever it is, people you meet on the street, generally not everybody is going to have the same mindset as you. Just being on a call like this shows that you have a different mindset, okay? It shows that you're looking. You're out there trying to better your life in ways that other people won't do that. There's not many people that are willing to take time out of their life to get on a call like this. Now, for me personally, I've been involved in studying this personal growth industry for many years, over 13, 14 years. And my expression that I use is the computer expression, it's garbage in, garbage out. The more good you put into your mind, the better stuff that's going to come out into a physical form. And the same thing like with a computer. If you put a bad, you know, HTML code or whatever they call it into the computer, you're not going to get the right program running properly, if that makes sense. Okay, so what you're putting into your mind eventually is going to come out. Now, you might not see it come out tomorrow or the next day, but you have to have that faith that it's going to eventually come out. And that's what your life is, the dash, what you do with your life during that period. Now, there's a few topics that I'm going to speak about tonight. And again, I'm not going to make this call that long. I try to keep the calls about 20 minutes, the top 25 minutes, to respect everybody's time and don't want to drag on too long. I mean, I could sit here and talk about these things for hours. But the two most important things is, one is adversity, okay, and the other is belief. Now, these are all things that happen in your life, okay, regardless of who you are, regardless of how much good stuff you listen to or how many good books you read, you're going to deal with adversity. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, okay? You're going to be hit with, you know, disappointment. You're going to be hit with pain. You know, people are going to die. You know, friends are going to leave. There's going to be arguments. There's going to be disputes. That's just life, okay? It's how do you deal with it, okay? Now, how can we relate this to sports, okay? You're on the court. You're playing ball, right? Ref calls a bad call. You didn't foul the guy or the girl, but guess what? They called you for a foul. Now, you get mad. You get upset. You shake your head. Start getting pissed, right? You start understanding, you know, you start thinking like, oh, this is not fair. This ref is doing this to me. But you have to understand something. No matter how much you complain about it, no matter how mad you are about it, it's not going to change the play. So what you're going
to... Hello?
Hello?
Anthony?
Yes, Alex. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up? Not much. I'm at a barbecue, but I wanted to call.
Okay.
Say hi.
Yeah, just
put it on mute and listen.
Yeah, just hit *6 on your phone. That way you mute the background noise, okay?
Okay.
But what I was saying now is that, you know, no matter what you say to the ref, no matter how mad you get, it's not going to change anything. Okay, so what you need to do is you need to take the emotion out of the play. You need to take the emotion out of the situation in your life. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have any good feelings. That doesn't mean you don't feel excitement. That doesn't mean you don't feel anger. That doesn't mean you don't feel whatever it is, joy, exhilaration, whatever it is. There's so much you're allowed to feel. Your emotions are part of your life. But in the same breath, the emotions are for that specific point. Like, in other words, you just hit a shot at the buzzer. You get crazy. Yeah, yeah, I hit the shot. Great. You go back to the huddle now. That play's over. That play, it doesn't matter what just happened. You go out the next play, and the team runs off a 10-15-0 run, and that play meant absolutely nothing because you were so wrapped up in how good it was. And that's what happened, okay? So you have to understand, you have, no matter what happens, you're going to face adversity. It's how you deal with it. Now, how do you deal with it? You have to eliminate the emotion. You have to step inside. You have to actually step outside of yourself. And you have to look at it from a standpoint of, how should I react? I mean, most people react to things, okay? A reaction is something quick, boom, you know, someone swings at you, or someone, you know, goes to foul you and fouls you hard, and you jump back up at them. And you're trying to, you know, that's your instinct to react to it. You need to respond to things, not react. Okay, a response is something that's calculated, that's more thought out. Now, I'm not saying you don't ever react on the court. Of course you do. But once you condition your mind from a response standpoint where you're constantly analyzing things, like Larry Bird, he used to say, he used to see three plays, I think two or three plays ahead of the current play, because he would slow down the game in his mind. You know, you ask any player who has a great game, the Michael Jordans, the Kobe Bryant, the LeBron, you know, and for all of us who know Kyle McElhinney, when these guys have games, okay, where they're unconscious, they're shooting the lights out. Kyle scored 39 on North Carolina last year, you know, and he had, I think, 10 threes. When you ask a player, and I've asked Kyle this, I said, what was going through your mind? You know what they tell you? Nothing. Nothing. Why? Because when you're in that zone, it doesn't matter. You're not thinking, you're just responding. You're not reacting, you're responding. And that's what makes it huge that you understand how to control that. You just have to not let the emotion, and I'm not saying it's easy. Like I said, I've studied this industry for 13 years, and I still, you know, let my emotions get me sometimes, but that's just part of life. But once you let that emotion get you, you have to realize what you're doing. You know how when I was growing up, my mother and father used to tell me, if you got mad, take a deep breath and count to 10. Now, I always thought, like, okay, take a deep breath and count to 10. But you know what? It honestly works. Why? Because when you're taking a deep breath, you're changing your breathing pattern, okay? And you're changing your anger, and you're focusing on your breathing, and you're taking your focus off of the play or the anger, and you're focusing on counting. See, when you take your focus off of what just happened, say the ref made a bad call, but, you know, a guy on the team tripped you, whatever it is, when you take your focus away from that, okay, what happens is you're now focusing on something else, and that's where your focus is going to be. So those emotions from that previous event have now went out the window, okay? Now, a lot of times, these emotions that you deal with, the anger and all the, you know, the frustrations and, you know, just whatever it is, whenever you deal with these things, these stem from my other topic, okay? And the other topic that I want to talk to you guys about is belief, okay? Now, belief, when you're frustrated, like, say you're like, oh, I can never make this shot, I can't make this shot, oh, this and that, okay, or I'll never make it, I won't make the team, okay? When you're putting that stuff into your mind, what do you think is going to come out? I mean, if you think about it, you know, I heard a good quote. It said, I don't remember who said it, but it went something along the lines like this. Why not think positive? Or why not think about good things? What's the alternative? You know, and think about it. If you think, I'm going to make the shot, and you miss it, okay, you missed it. Who cares? If you think I'm going to miss it, and then you make it, you think it was just luck. Okay, you're not going to make every shot. You know, and it relates to schoolwork as well. You know, I know you guys are in school and stuff. Guess what? You're not going to pass every test, or you're not going to get 100 on every test. Okay, you have to understand this. You have to allow your life failure. But failure is only permanent if you allow it to be, if you just quit on it. If you're trying something and it doesn't work, you try something else. But you have to have that belief in yourself. You have to know. You don't have to think. You don't have to hope. You have to know that what you're trying to accomplish or what you're going after is going to happen. Michael Jordan didn't hope he was going to make it to the pros, or he didn't hope he was going to play for the University of North Carolina. He knew. He decided that he was going to do it. He got cut. He went home. Now, here's how adversity and belief come into play, okay? He went home after he got cut. He got cut in his sophomore year. The coach said, you're not good enough to play. You're not good enough to make varsity. And the coach said to him, if you come every morning before school at 6 o'clock for the next year, until next year, I can guarantee you two things. One, you will earn a spot on this team. And two, you will become such a better player and person than you could possibly imagine. And look at what happened to Michael Jordan. Now, imagine Michael Jordan took the adversity of being cut and said, this coach is a jerk, I'm not playing for this, this is garbage, this is, and decided not to play basketball anymore. But what did he do? He had belief in himself, he had belief in what he can do and what he could accomplish, and he went on and played at North Carolina. Now when he went to North Carolina, people said, oh, what are you going to do, you're just going to sit on the bench for 4 years, and what did he do in North Carolina? Same thing, won a national championship. He's been successful at everything he's done because he believes in who he is. Okay, and what he's willing to do, he's willing to do whatever it takes to believe in it. Okay, that's what you need to understand. You have to have a belief. Sometimes it seems ignorant. Okay, it seems ignorant sometimes with your belief in yourself. But, you know what? I'd rather have belief in myself and, you know, have everyone else think I'm ignorant than be like everybody else. Because most of the world just settles for things because they don't believe enough of themselves. They don't think that they can do it, therefore, they don't even attempt to do it. In a situation like Jordan, someone who got cut, they would say, I'm just not good enough. I can't make it. And they would stop. They would stop playing, or they wouldn't try out for the next year, whatever it is. Like, for myself, my own personal life, okay, when I was in high school, my junior year playing basketball, I got cut. My coach said, you're not good enough to make the team. I said, okay, really? I said, all right. Now, mind you, in my mind, I knew I was better than other players. I knew I should have been on a team. But you know what? I wasn't. Now, did I sulk? Did I complain? Did I argue? No. I said, all right. You'll see. And what I do? I went back the next year, okay, and I won the most improved player on the team. We had a game against, I believe it was Farrell High School from Staten Island. And we played against them in the Meadowlands, where the New Jersey Nets played at the time. And I started the game in the Meadowlands. Okay, I had my name announced on the big loudspeaker, and it was amazing. And when I heard my name, when I think back, I got chilled because the year before I got cut, and I could have just said, you know what, I'm not going to do it. I'm not good enough. But the point I'm making to you guys, your belief in yourself about what you can accomplish is what's going to change the way you live your life. And that's really what it boils down to. You know, no matter what you're hit with, you know, getting cut and injury, and you guys who work with me on the physical level, you know, I try to stress the importance of developing your bodies the right way and about developing your balance and your core and, you know, your speed, agility, quickness, all the way you move your body. The way you move your body is vital. But in the same breath, you can have the best physical body in the world. But if you don't understand how to control your mind, it won't matter. There's countless examples of people who have had the talent and failed. I mean, really, right now, what kind of annoyed me was I read in the paper yesterday, okay, Michael Beasley, okay, from the Heat. Kyle played against him, and Kyle played great against him 2 years ago. Michael Beasley of the Heat, I think he's 20 years old, 21 years old, and he just checked himself into rehab. Or the team checked him. I'm not sure which one. I don't know the whole story. But they checked him into rehab, okay, and for possible depression and substance abuse. Now, here's a guy who's been signed a contract for millions of dollars. His life is set. His family's set. He's doing what he loves, and yet he's falling prey to the way this world is with drugs or whatever, or alcohol or depression. Like, you don't understand. You can control the way your mind works. You can control it. You have the opportunity to understand, and you have the opportunity to control what goes into your mind. So what I want to leave you with, guys, tonight is that adversity is going to happen. It's not what happens to you. There's a good quote. It says, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you respond to it. And that is 100% the absolute truth. Okay? You're not going to be able to control referees. You're not going to be able to control teachers. You're not going to be able to control other people. The better you do, the worse other people look. They're going to be envious. They're going to want to fight. They're going to want to, you know, make fun of you. They're going to want to talk about you. Who cares? If you fight back, that just makes them win. By you not fighting back and by you not going back at them and trying to get even with them was what makes you better than them, what sets you apart from them. You should believe you're better than other people, but not in an arrogant way. Not in a way, I'm better than you. No, in a way that, you know what? I believe in myself so much that I know I can accomplish anything I want to. There's a difference between arrogance and confidence. Confidence comes with belief. Arrogance comes with adversity, okay? When you're faced against something and you're trying to portray yourself in a way that you don't believe in. And that comes from adversity. When you're put up against a wall, you're trying to, you know, fight back. And you don't need to. You need to just focus on what you want to do and how you want to do it. All right, so again, I want to leave you with 2 points. Just remember, focus on your mind what you want to control. Okay, what you want to put into your mind, you put into your mind. Okay, eliminate the emotions from every single play going forward or every single aspect of your life going forward. Enjoy the process, enjoy what happens, but then put it behind you and learn from it. And just have belief in yourself. You know, Alex, I heard you on the phone. You've made so many strides from when I first met you. You've lost so much weight. You've made a lot of good, you know, progress with your footwork and with your skills, but it doesn't stop here. Just because you've made progress doesn't mean it's over. You have to keep moving. And Flavio, I haven't even met you. Okay, but I talked to you today about an hour ago, and now you're on the call. That shows so much about who you are as a person that I have no doubt, no matter what you do in your life, you will be successful based just on you calling into this call tonight. You got the information about an hour ago, and it's people who've had the information for weeks and aren't on the call. So that shows a lot about you guys. But just keep in your mind that you have control over what you're doing. Believe in yourselves, and I promise you, regardless of what you do, either basketball or in your life, you will be successful. Just believe in yourself. All right, guys, I'm going to end the call tonight. I am going to have the call again on next Wednesday at 8 o'clock again, the same number. If you guys don't have my email, okay, it's anthony@anthonymdrago.com, which is also my website. Okay, so it's anthonymdrago.com is my website. And that's A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, M as in Matthew, D-R-A-G-O.com. All right, and if you guys have any questions, I'll open up the call real quick. If you guys have any questions or comments, just let me know. If not, then I'll end the call.
I'm okay.
I got it. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm okay.
I had a question. I just wanted to know, how do you exercise that? Like, if you're trying to get better mentally, what would be a good way to exercise that instead of waiting till the game time to come or something like that?
I'm actually in the process right now myself of writing a book on how to develop mental toughness, but there are numerous books out there. One book that I have read, and actually Kyle McElhoney told me about, is called Mind Gym. I don't know the exact author at the moment, but I can, Flavio, if you email me, I will get you the author. And another book that I hugely, hugely recommend is, if I can't remember the name, The Art of, I gotta see if I have it with me, hold on. Yeah, I'm sorry, here it is. It's The New Toughness Training for Sports by James E. Lower. And it's James E. Lohr. The biggest thing is visualization, and that's one of my favorite things in the world to do. It's basically you just sitting there by yourself, either listening to something that relaxes you, like I like to listen to classical music, or just meditation, the sounds of the ocean waves or something of that nature, just to get my mind in a relaxed state, and then I go over things in my mind, how I want things to go to work, like how I want my day to go. When I get up in the morning, I'll take like 2-3 minutes before I get out of bed and just think of how I want the day to go. Now, does your day always go that way? No, of course not. But the more prepared you are, the more you do it, the more you're able to see. Your mind works in like a magnet, okay? If you think negative thoughts, your body and your mind is going to start to attract negative things. And it works the same way in the positive. So the more positive things you go into your mind, the more positive things are going to follow like a magnet. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, kind of like law of attraction.
Oh, even 1,000,000,000%. Absolutely.
Okay.
If you've ever seen the movie The Secret, have you ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, go online. I think it's thesecret.tv. And you can either do that or you can either rent it or purchase the DVD. But I think if you have a computer over there, I think you could download the movie for like $5 and you could download it right to your computer. But it's about the law of attraction. And it's about how what you put out into the universe is what comes back to you. And it really works. It really does. I mean, and that's but again, it doesn't work if you don't believe it. And that's where belief comes in. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally understand.
I mean, I guess the best way to put it, like, a lot of people don't believe it. It's just like anything, even with religion. Whoever the person you pray to, be it God or whatever it is, whatever your, creator is, so to speak, I don't preach religion to anyone. I have my own personal views or whatever, but if you're praying to your creator, if you don't believe it, it doesn't matter how much you pray. And it's the same thing with your life. If you're trying to build your life and you're thinking these law of attraction things, but you're not really believing it, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You have to honestly and truly in your heart and soul believe it. We could talk more, like I said, Bob. If you want to call me during the week, feel free. You have my number now, email. Any questions or anything, you feel free to email me.
Okay.
But that's not a problem. But is there anything else you guys need? All right, guys. Well, I'm going to end the call now. All right. Guys, again, need anything, feel free to email me. If you need to call me, 917-627-8857. All right, guys, you have a great night and take care.